praise as our brother in the Lord, Pastor Relaford, comes tonight. Hallelujah.
Come on, give our God a hand clap. He's worthy. None like him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He saved me just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed our body. He touched our mind. He saved us just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He saved us just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Save me just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Glory. Come on and give him some praise. Glory to God. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of Acts, chapter 18. Book of Acts chapter 18, excuse me, we're going to start with verse 7. It said, and he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. And I have much people in this city. And he continued there a year, 6 months, teaching the word of God among the people. Paul, great man of God. He was pressed. Not by the circumstances that he was in. I mean, you know, he preached unto the Gentiles that had ears that wouldn't hear, and he preached to the Jews, and they rejected him. So Paul was pressed, not by the circumstances or by the people, but he was pressed in his spirit by the word of God. He was pressed in his spirit by the word of God because he realized how important it was for those that have an ear to hear what God has to say, to hear the word of God so that they would be saved, delivered, and set free. But he had a whole lot of opposition before him. But that didn't make Paul no different because he kept on preaching anyway. You got to keep on keeping on for God anyway. You can't let nothing hinder you. You can't, and things gonna get in your way. You might as well forget that part. See, Paul didn't think about that, things getting in his way. He was pressing his spirit by the word of God. We got to have such a hunger in our heart to see souls come in to God by the word that we speak or the word that we preach. Paul was in the synagogues preaching to the Jews, telling them that Jesus is the Christ. But they resisted him. So Paul did like they did in the gospel. He shook the dust off his feet and he moved on. He went, the Bible says he went to thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus. This man's house was next door to the synagogue. So they had easy access. Those that still had an open mind to the light had easy access to the house of justice where they could come in and get saved. See, justice was the proselyte. And therefore, he was going to draw in a mixed crowd of people who was going to get saved, lift up the name of Jesus, and get the church started. See, you can't hold back the word of God. It's going to go forth. I don't care how many roadblocks put up before you. The word of God is going to go forth just like he have ordered it. Can't nobody stop the movement of God. Can't nobody stop the word of God. Can't nobody stop the power of God. Can't nobody stop anything because God is God and there's none else. He's all power in heaven and earth. There's only one power and it's God. But people don't realize that power. They think man got power. They think money got power. They think houses got power. They think their cars got a whole lot of horsepower. But I know one who's got power over all the power in the earth. And his name is Jesus. Glory to God. And he came to this earth so that you and I can be saved, delivered, and set free. So that we can walk a holy walk and live a holy life before him all the days of our life up on this earth. And you got to be pressed with this word. In other words, you got to be hungry. Pressed in your spirit with the word of God. So whenever circumstances come up on you or you get into that circumstance, then the word will come forth. Hallelujah. I like it, you know, because when you get in circumstances and situations, then the Holy Ghost just start revealing things to you. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. Glory to God. He that abide in me and I abide in him. You can ask anything in my name. Now why? Because you are pressed in your spirit by my word. Because you heed not to the word of your own imagination or to the word of man. But you heed to my word. You studied to show yourself approved. You prayed and you fasted. You pressed your way. Glory to God. So you are pressed with my word. And when you're pressed with the word of God, it will flow in the due time of your season like rivers of living waters. It's going to tear down strongholds. Paul wasn't worried about it. You know why he was so pressed? Because the harvest was ripe. And he didn't want to leave there because those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say, God was going to save them. Matter of fact, he already spoke to a lot of them. He said he went into this man's house that worshiped God. He was next to the synagogue. He worshiped God. In other words, he reverenced God. When you're worshiping God, you're pressed in your spirit by the word of God. When you're worshiping God, you're using everything that you got. You're using intense strength, all of your mind. The Bible says, serve him with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. This man worshiped God with everything that he had. He loved God. He sought after God. This man, Justice, I'm talking about. He adored God. He realized that worship was an inward act and not an outward act. First, it's got to start on the inside before it can show up on the outside. In other words, shouting don't come before the praise. Shouting don't come before the worship. Trouble may be around, glory to God, but it can't get on the inside. Why? Because you are pressed and shaken down and pressed together with that word, glory to God. And all that's going to come from your innermost being is the word of God. And the word of God brings peace and joy and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. So you don't have to worry about your circumstances and the situation. All you got to do is call up on the name of Jesus. And he said, I will surely answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Of. Hallelujah. People think the shout is it. That ain't it. They think the crying is it. That ain't it. Jesus wept. It's not the outward act, but it's the inward. Hallelujah. Come on, Moshaka. It's when the spirit is moving on the inside. God is, it is in depth in our spirit, in our soul, in our mind, so deep. That's why he said, I know the heart of man, and I try his reign, and I give unto every man according to what? The deeds or the outward act on this earth. Glory to God. So you need to let God fill you up with his glory. You need to let God fill you up with his power. Don't get tired of calling on God. Don't get tired of praying, glory to God. Don't get tired of being pressed by that word, glory to God. When that word press you to study, get up and study. When it press you to pray, get up and pray. When it press you to go hither and thither, go hither and thither. Whatever the word calls you to do and impressed upon you to do, do it with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. Hallelujah. His house was next to the synagogue to them non-believing Jews. The Bible says that, and Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue. See, God got his hand up on everything. Where you think God is not, he is. You think he ain't in the infidel, he's there. Because we once was alienated from Christ, and he was there all the time. Christus was the chief ruler. He was the one who ordered the service of the church. He orchestrated things. But he believed, the Bible said, and him and his whole household was saved. Why? Because Paul was pressed in his spirit by the word of God. People are not going to get saved until we tell them about Jesus is the Christ. They ain't going to come out and see that, and they're going to reject you. So what? Jesus was rejected. But he kept on. He paid the price so that you and I can have power over all the power of the enemy and anything that confront us. He came that we might have this life and have it more abundantly. Glory to his name. Chief ruler. He regulated everything, the affairs of the service. And you know, they did the holy convocation and all that stuff like they did it over in the book of Leviticus. And he was the chief ruler, the chief priest there in the synagogue. But God saved him. God don't care what title people hold. His salvation is open to everybody. He doesn't care if you're drunk. If he gets your attention, he can deliver you from that drunken state. He don't care if they was prostituting. See, when we know people that are prostituting, we cast them aside. But Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor. He don't cast them aside, but he called them in to the harvest. And it saved them. Paul felt this in his spirit. And he was pressed by the word of God. And he was not going to leave. He said, I'll just shake the dust off my feet. I'll go next door. They closed him anyway. And the word of God is going to still flow. And when he left the synagogue, he left some in there that had an open mind for the light. Paul knew that. That's why he said, I'm not going to go 10,000 miles from here. I'm just going to go two or three steps next door. I'm going to make it easy because God is working on their mind. So I'm going to make it easy so they won't have to come far. All they have to do is come out one door and go in the next one. Glory to God. Don't you know God has got a door open for you? Glory to God. You can come out of one door and go into the next one. Glory to God. And if the enemy perchance closed the door you came out, God will open another door for you to come out again and go in again. Why? Because he's a mighty God and he can bless you and he can deliver you and he can sustain you all of your life. Hallelujah. Then spake the Lord to Paul in a night by vision. Be not afraid, but speak and not hold thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. For I have much people in this city. God came to him in a vision, just like he came to Moses in the burning bush. Bush was burning. I could imagine Moses standing there trying to figure out why it's not burning. See, when God gives you a vision, you know it's God. Because it's a part of you and you are right in the presence. You can see it. You can feel it. And if God will allow you, you can touch it. But yet, you are not moving to and fro, but you are moving to and fro in the vision. Paul had this vision. And it brought his attention. It brought great awe to him. In other words, amazement. How many of us amazed when God do something in our life, when God heal us? When God delivers. I don't know about you, but I'm always amazed at God. I'm amazed at the little things. Glory to God. I'm amazed sometimes when I'm driving down the road and praising my God and worshiping him. Glory to God. And tears coming from my eyes. Glory to God. People see the outward act, but they don't know what's going on in the inside. What's going on in the inside is that me and my God is having church and we are fellowshipping. Glory to God. We're having communion. Glory to God. We are talking things over. Glory to God. He's giving me direction and instruction. That's our God. God will lead you and guide you and direct you in all the ways that he will have you to go. The thing is, we try to go our way sometimes. We always think it's the right path, but it's not always the right path. The Bible says that God is the way, the truth, and the life. This vision of Paul was something spectacular. It was supernatural, number one. It wasn't the greens that he ate or the food that he had. It was by the Spirit of God. See, God can come to you not only in vision. God can, and let me tell you something, you can be wide awake and walking down the street and God can come to you in a vision and speak to your mind and give you direction, glory to God. People may think you crazy, but you're walking down the street with a smile on your face and joy in your heart. They just can't see what you see, and they can't feel what you feel. Why? Because that inward experience with your Father, glory to God, is talking and communing with his people, and he's leading you and guiding you down life's pathway, glory to God, and you're going with joy, and you're going with peace, and you're going with his righteousness, glory to God, as he leads you and guides you a long life pathway. Hallelujah. He said, speak. That means talk. I put it like that. He said, speak. Proclaim or herald the word of God. Talk. As you go along life pathway. He said, hold not thy peace. In other words, don't be a hush puppy. Some people are hush puppies. When they get around people, they don't know Jesus. When they get around people, they become Peter. I don't know him. When they go into the restaurant and you sitting table to table, people won't pray and ask God to protect them while they eat that food. They want to mumble up under their breath, "Lord, bless the food." But God said, "Speak." He didn't say mumble. Speak. Cry aloud. Let people know you're a Christian. Let people know your God is Jesus Christ. Let people know you pray. Glory to God. See, there are a lot of people waiting on you to pray for them out there in that marketplace. The harvest is ripe, but the labors are few. That's why Paul was pressed in his spirit by the word of God. He didn't want to leave there. And God told him, don't be afraid. Glory to God. Paul was afraid that he's going to be cast out like he was cast out of other cities. Why? Because they rejected the word. But he decided to stay around after he got the vision. God said, don't hold not back. Don't hold your tongue. Don't be a mute. See, we are not mute. God has given us the ability by his power to speak. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. The world is bold. Glory to God. No sense in us being wimps. We are serving the most powerful God in the earth and in heaven. There is only one, and that's Jesus Christ, who came and paved the way so that you and I can proclaim, so that we can talk, so that I got a right, glory to God. We got a right to lift up Jesus. Glory to God, the Jews reject him just like the world is still rejecting Jesus today. They trying to abolish his name. Like I told you before, they took Christ out of Christmas and put an X in his place. Glory to God. But what they don't know, you can't get rid of God. Hallelujah. He was, he is, and he is to come. Glory to God. In the beginning was God, and God will always be God. That word was with him, and that word was God. And everything that he created for his own good will and pleasure. So man can't abolish nothing. Glory to God. Why? Because God put it here. And when God said it's over, then will it be over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hold not thy peace. He said, no man will be able to hurt you. I like that part. See, you can walk in peace all the time. You don't have to fear about the circumstances that are around you. The Bible says there's trouble on every side, but our attention is not to that. Paul knew about all the trouble that he was having, all the rejection, all this stuff, and they wouldn't hear that Jesus is the Christ, and boy, they was arguing. Wasn't no spirit moving in the synagogue. Why? Because they was too busy protesting Paul that he was not, didn't know what he's talking about. So Paul just moved somewhere else where he could glorify God. See, if people try to hold you back for glorifying God, shake the dust off your feet and go on and glorify God anyway. Glory to God. When you glorify God, God will take care of your enemy. God will open the doors up where you need to go and where you need to be. So all you got to do is don't hold your peace back, but tell people about Jesus Christ. Tell him he's your Lord and Savior. Tell them that he can save them. Glory to God. Tell them, glory to God, God is real. Glory to God. Sometimes you just have to look up and see what God has created. He created everything for his good will and pleasure. And that's including you and I. Glory to God. We are in this world, but we are not a part of this world. Why? Because man messed it up. But Jesus came to get his people out of this mess. I don't know about you, glory to God, but I'm going to keep my mind stayed up on him, because he's going to give us perfect peace as we go through this land. We are not conformed to this land, but we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. Glory to God. Come on and give him some praise. He said, no, ain't no man going to be able to hurt you. Ain't no man set on thee. In other words, they ain't going to lay their hands on you. Remember when they tried to lay their hands on Jesus, he just walked right through the crowd. Went on about his way. No man can lay his hands on you or hurt thee. In other words, it can't do you evil. He said, I got a lot of people in this city. People that are ready to receive him. People that are ready to receive salvation. People, and after they receive salvation, they have people that are there to be healed. People are there to be delivered. People are there to be set free. It didn't matter about, Justice was a proselyte, so he had a mixed crowd. In other words, that was all races, all language. See, God is a God of all. And God is not a prejudiced God. He came for all. He came for the drunk. He came for the drunk Chinese, the drunk Japanese, the drunk white person, the drunk black person. He came. Why? Because we was drunk and lost in our own sins. But Jesus came and he shed his blood and he poured into us new wine. Glory to God. Wine that delivered us and washed us clean and set us free and put us before the world, glory to God, as lights that shining, glory to, not hid, glory to God, but put us in a position that the world can see our good works in Christ Jesus, that the world can see that light, that the world can come to that light, glory to God. And even those that know God, and when they get in trouble, glory to God, God has got the body there to comfort his children. God has got the body there to lift them up in prayer. God has got the body there to speak the word into their hearts, into their mind so that they can be changed. Hallelujah. When they was assembled in that synagogue, it was the same race and language. It was Israel or the Jewish people. But when Christ came, what Paul was trying to tell them, that he came not only to them. See, Paul had been to the Gentiles, and some of them had ears that they didn't want to hear. And he went to the Jews and they rejected him. Then he said, well, I'm going to go on to the Gentiles. I'm going back because there are some there that needs to be saved. So I'm going back. And see, God don't want you to turn your back and run. God wants you to face reality. Glory to God. It's a reality that people are lost. It's a reality that they need salvation. It's a reality. And we have a reality God. And only God can bring them out. Only God can save them. Why? Because he saved us. And we are living testimony that God saved us. Why? We have changed our old way into the new ways, which is Christ Jesus. We are not doing the same things we used to do. So people remember you, the things that you used to do. But they see different things in you now. And they begin to look at you spectacularly. And with all glory to God and wonder what's going on. But all you got to do is tell them it's all about Jesus. Jesus is the one who saved me. Jesus is the one who delivered me. And this Jesus that I have, I give unto you, glory to God. For he can deliver you and he can save you and he can bring you out. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Speak. Hold not back thy peace. Remember when Jesus was in that house, that certain house, and they were so packed up in there? Couldn't even get in. They was packed. The Bible said they were packed without the door. Couldn't get in. But there was some that was pressed in their spirit by the word of God. And they brought a paralytic man there. They couldn't get through the crowd because it was so tight, you couldn't even move. Because they was pressed in their spirit to get to the master. So they took the man up on the roof and opened up the roof and let him down through the top. You got to open up to people that don't know Christ. We got to tear the roof off of this thing. The Bible says, shout it on the housetop. That means you got to talk about it. Our conversation is yay, nay, amen, and ever settled in heaven. We got to start talking about Jesus the more. The more you talk about him, the stronger you get. The more you adore him, the better you get. The more you lift him up, the stronger you become in your walk. Glory to God. The more you praise God, the more you want to praise him. Glory to God. The more you call on Jesus. Glory to God. The more you want to call on Jesus. But you got to be pressed in your spirit by the word of God. Just like Paul. And when you're pressed, glory to God, and the only way you're going to be pressed, the Bible says, seek and you shall find. Knock and it'll be open. Ask and it'll be given unto you. Glory to God. When you ask God, he'll give it. When you knock, God will be there. And he'll open the door and he'll come in, the Bible says, and he'll sup with you. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. He's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. I said he's worthy. You show me somebody else can do what Jesus can do. How many presidents we done had? What number is this? 40-something? And none of them done nothing yet. It ain't saved nobody. I don't see nobody said president so-and-so, I found salvation through him. No, we found it through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus came and he upset the sins of this world. It didn't matter how many times they rejected him, but he finished the course. And see, we got to finish that course. No matter how many times we rejected, we got to finish that course. No matter how many times you be talked about, think about the course you're on. And Jesus is the instructor. He's the author and the finisher. And you got a purpose in your mind, be pressed by that word. I got to finish the course. And when you come to that conclusion, nothing by any means shall harm you. That's why he told Paul, no man gonna touch you. No man gonna lay his hands up on you. Why? Because I put you in this race. Man can't take you out of this race. I orchestrated this race for you, Paul. He orchestrated this race for every one of us sitting in the pews tonight. Glory to God. And all we got to do is stay in the race and follow the author and the finisher. And so will we finish. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. He's worthy to be praised. He's a mighty God. We all have needs of some measure in our lives all the time. We also have an authority to disperse those things and get rid of them. We also got to walk by faith and believe it in order to do that. So I'm going to ask everyone tonight, I don't care what your need is, come down to the altar. We're going to touch and agree that God will minister unto us tonight, meet our needs according to his riches and glory. Because see, we done tried many times and we failed. We done many things in life. I done many things in life. They are experiences. And we're supposed to learn from our experiences. But when you know Jesus, your experiences is more greater than when you didn't know him. Glory to God. God is still saving. You say, well, I know him. You know him in the power of your salvation. But we need to be saved every day. We got to be delivered every day from our problems. From our trouble. So God is still saving us. Salvation is just the beginning. God is here to save tonight. God is here to deliver tonight. Come on and give some praise unto our God. Purpose in your mind what you want God to do for you tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for this precious soul, God, that you poured your spirit into. You pressed it down, you shook it together, and it's running over, Lord God. Father, I pray, oh Lord God, as she opened up her oracles, God, that you will anoint them. God, and when she speaks, she will speak as coals of fire, komomoshaka, that come from you straight down, oh Lord God, and rain in her life and touch others, oh Lord God, that they may see this fire, God, and that they may be cleansed. And I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you for the man of God.